to the bottom of Yudal and Aleph. Bechad b'shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilan. My time, Amr of Elazar, Amr of Oshia. Hoel v'yotsu rov gishmei shana, v'adayin rov tkufam b'chutz. Most of the rainfall of that year already is gone, and most of the tkufa is still, tkufas teves is still to come. My komar, hachi komar. Afal pi sherov tkufam b'chutz, even though most of tkufas teves isn't over yet, hoel v'yotsu rov gishmei shana, since most of the rainfall for that year is finished, the trees are growing, the fruit's going to grow from that year now. Rashi. Be'echad v'shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilan, ve'in tormim v'peros ilan shechantu peros of kodem l'chein, al peros ilan shechantu l'achar mekein. And the nafkamina is that you don't take trumas and maestras from fruit that had chanota before, echad v'shvat according to Beis Shammai, and fruit that had its chanota after echad v'shvat. Why is the reason? Most of the rainy season has gone by. And the sap has gone into the trees, and that's where the fruit comes from. And the fruit, therefore, is coming from this year's rain. However, most of Tkufas Teves hasn't yet passed by. My Ka'amar, v'adayin rov Tkufa v'chutz kolshkein, dekiven the rov Tkufa v'chutz adayin lo higiyas manachanota. Now, since most of Tkufas Teves hasn't passed by, it's not time yet for the fruit to emerge. V'lo hayovahem l'kbor Rosh Hashanah Adar. It shouldn't have made Rosh Hashanah till Adar when the fruit starts coming out. Mar says, no, since most of the fruit's going to grow on the sap that's in the tree, and the sap is there from now, from this year's rainfall, therefore it goes after this year. Some say that really the Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei, but the effect of Tishrei doesn't happen till Echad Bishvat, because that's when the rains of after Tishrei have their effect. But it's really Rosh Hashanah's Tishrei, except it doesn't have its effect till Shvat. Now they're told no, that the Rosh Hashanah is Shvat, since that's the time when the Chanotah usually happens. Torah made the Rosh Hashanah of, or the Rabbanan made the Rosh Hashanah of Ilanos on Shvat. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Akiva, shalikat esrog be'echad b'Shvat, v'nohag bo shnei yisurin. Rabbi Akiva harvested an esrog tree, not one esrog, but an esrog tree. Took off the fruit, and he took two maisers from it. Echad kedivrei Beis Shammai, who said that the new year already started, so he took maiser, if it was, what's it called, it was maiser rishon and maiser sheni that year, so he took off, looks like Beis Shammai, maiser rishon and maiser sheni, and according to Beis Hillel, the previous year was, let's say, maiser rishon and maiser ani, he took off maiser rishon and maiser ani. The echad kedivrei Beis Hillel. Rashi, Echad Esrog, Shalikat Esrog, Peris Ilan Esrog, took the fruit off an Esrog tree, not one Esrog. Shnei Yisurin, Maisa Sheni B'Shana Shniyo, Maisa Ani B'Shana Shlishis. It was the border year between 2 and 3, so according to Beis Shammai, the new year had come, and according to Beis Hillel, the new year hadn't yet come. Shahaisa Shniyo Nichnesos L'Shlishis, it was the second year coming into the third. So according to Beis Hillel, he took off Maiser Sheni, and according to Beis Shammai, he took off Maiser Ani. So, Echad Kedivrei Beis Shammai, Shomru Nischad Sheshona. According to Beis Shammai, the year already changed after the first day of Shvat. Ukvar Nichnesa Shlishis Mishach Shecha. From that night before, the third year already came in. The Echad Kedivrei Beis Hillel, Omrim Lo Nischad Sheshona Ad Chamish Osar Bo. And one like Beis Hillel said the Rosh Hashanah is not till the 15th. So it's still from the past year. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Lo Minig Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Noagba, El Minig Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer Noagba. Now, the reason he took off two maestros wasn't because of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but rather because of the Machlokas from Gamliel, what's it called, and Rabbi Lezer. Disnan, Esrog Shova Le'ilam B'Gimel Drachim. An esrog is similar to a tree in three ways, and to a vegetable in one way. That it's like a tree insofar that the laws of Orla apply to it. Also the laws of Ravai. And this goes, Tosu says, according to Lan Yomar, says Netter Ravai. Machlokas, whether the halachas of Ravai only apply to grapes or it applies to all trees. Obviously, this Lan Yomar holds it applies to all trees because we're talking about Esrogin. So the laws of Orla and Ravai apply to an Esrog tree. Ulishvius, and what's it called? The laws of Shvius apply to it as trees. Ulayerek b'derech echad shebishasli kitosu isuro. But it's like a vegetable insofar that you go after the esrog, not after chanata, but when you gather it, when you harvest it, like a vegetable. Divrei Gamliel, Esrog Gamliel says. Rabbi Elazar Omer, esrog shava le'il l'chol davar. No, it's like a tree and everything, and you go after chanata, not after lakita. So let's see Rashi. So that's the Mishnah. Lo minig beishamay shnei isurim shenog bo la mishum sofik beishamay sofik beisilv. The reason he took off two meisers is not because he wasn't sure if Rosh Hashanah is echad betishrei tu bishvat. Ela mishum sofik halacha kram gamliel domer esrog achar lakita ki yerek mishum the darko the godla kol naim. Ram Gamliel holds that an esrog, even though it grows on a tree, but it's in this respect, it's similar to a vegetable, and you go after when the lakita is. Why? Because an esrog, unlike other fruit, doesn't grow on rainwater alone. It grows on irrigation. You have to irrigate an esrog tree. The hari nilkat bishlishis, and just like vegetables that are constantly irrigated, go after lakita, so too an esrog goes after lakita. And therefore, since it was gathered in the third year, the Gemara is going to ask, L'chora, that's only according to Beishamai. But it was gathered in the third year after Echad Bishvat, so you go, the Meiser is Shana Shlishis. Oh, Shemek Reb Elezer, maybe not. Domer Achrei Chanota, Hol Chubo Kishari Lanos, Vari Chonet Bishniya. The Chanita was before, It had a Chanota in the second year. So the reason he took two Meisers, because he wasn't sure if the Halacha is like Reb Gamliel, that you go after the Lakita and now it's the third year, or you go after the Chanata, and we had the Chanata in the second year. Well, the Kamei Parachim came Pshitalei Dikvar Nichnas Ashlishis Ke Beishamai. The Gemara is going to ask the Chora, then he surely held like Beishamai, how could that be? Shova Le'ilam Leilich Acher Chanata Le'inyin Orla Revayu Shvias. It's like a tree that has the same halachas of a tree, Legabi Orla Revay and Shvias, that you go after the Chanata for those things. For Meiser, you go after Lakita by an Esrog. Shimchonat Bishniya, the Nilkat Bishlishis, Misasuk Kizdash Shon Shlishis Kierik. If it had Chanot in the second year, but you didn't harvest it till the third year, you go after the third year, like a Yerik. Vishafu Darkly Godla Komain, because an Esrog is similar to vegetables insofar that you have to constantly irrigate it. Hachim Meforesh Lesh Bishmaita Kamaisik Kedushin. As Gemara explains in Kedushin. Okay. So Mara asks now, in general. Mara says, first of all, how could Rabbi Akiva, be machmer, both like Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel? Right? Because it's two chumras that are soser, one the other. V'atanya la'olam halacha k'divrei Beis Hillel. But the halacha is like Beis Hillel. V'harot zolasos k'divrei Beis Shammai osa, k'divrei Beis Hillel osa. Right, the Gemara explains, even though the Gemara means the halacha is like Beis Hillel, and they could do either way. The halacha is like Beis Hillel after the Bas Kol. Before the Bas Kol, you could do either way, like Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. It depends who you followed normally. Even though normally in a halacha of a Torah you have to be machmer, but if you have a Rebbe that you always follow, you can follow him lekula also. Or if you're in the place where that person who holds the kula lives, his place, you're allowed to follow the kula too. So before the Bas Kol, you could follow Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. After the Bas Kol, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Mikule Beis Hillel Rasha. If a person follows the kulos of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where they are contradictory, both of them, he goes, both cases, the kula is a Rasha. Mikhumre Beis Shammai Chumis. If you follow the chumras of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where they're contradictory, Rashi explained the cases. Then all of Akasavomer, Vaksil, Bachoshe Cholech, person is a fool walks in the darkness, if he's machmer like both the shitas. Ela ika beishamei bekulein v'chumrein. If you follow beishamei across the board, kula or chumra, ika beishamei bekulein v'chumrein. Or you follow beishamei across the board, whether it's kula or chumra. So how could Rabbi Akiva follow both of them v'chumra? That's not the proper thing to do. See Rashi. Harotzalasos, bi'alma parchinan seifa resha. The Gemara and Erevin asks, it says, the halacha is like Basil. Then it says you could do like either one. Umashin, and the Gemara answers, kan kolim basko, kan lachar basko. Before the basko went out and said the halacha is like Basil, you could do either way. Right? And we said, based on various considerations. But what's it called? After the basko, the halacha is like Basil. Mikule beishame, be'erin meforishlo, machlokas achas, sheyesh makom shenotim ba divrei beishame lahakil, sheyesh makom shenotim ba divrei beishil lahakil. Right? That it's in clucking one machlokas, where for certain things, beishame is makel, and beishil is machmer. And for other things, in that same machlokas, beishame would be machmer, and beishil would be makel. Kagon. Kamachisorim beshedra shalotitami ba'oel. How much does a spine, the bones of the spine, right, are matami ba'ohel? How many bones have to be missing that it won't be matami? That it won't be matami ba'ohel? Okay? Beshame omrim beis chulios. Beshame says you need two vertebra to be missing. Ubeisil omrim chulia achas. And Beisil says one vertebra. So, legabe, if it's matami ba'ohel or not, Beisil is meiko. Because he holds if even one vertebra is missing, it's not matami ba'oel. Beshame says no. If one vertebra is missing, it's still matami ba'oel, till you have two missing. So this part of the machlokas, Beshame is machmir, and Beshillel is mekel. The chain with trefa. But the same machlokas applies to a trefa. How many vertebra have to be missing for it to be considered a trefa? Here, Beshame is mekel. Because he holds that until two vertebra are missing, it's not a trefa. It's kosher. And Basil holds no, if it's missing one vertebra, it's straight. So in this, what's it called, application of the machlokas, Beshamai is the mekel, and Basil is the machmer. So nimtzu Beshamai mekel and betrefa, right, v'omer ad shetechsa shtei chulios, u'Basil machmirin ba u'mekel and linyin tuma, lomar shekivin shechosra chulia achas, ena matame. V'oches bezu kule Beshamai v'kule Basil rosha. So the person says, I'm going to be somech on Beishamai when it comes to tuma, when it comes to a trefa, and it's kosher. And when it comes to tuma, I'm going to be somech on Beishillel, that even if it's missing one chul, it's not matami ba'ol. The kulas of both of them, even though they're contradictory, that person's a rasha. Shari dvar sosim zed zeket elohakil. He's grasping two contradictory things to be makel. On the other hand, if he's machmer like both of them, he's a fool. Because either it's like Beisilil across the board or like Beishamai across the board. But if you're machmer by trefa, to consider it a trefa even if one vertebrae is missing, then you should be makel by tuma that if one vertebrae is missing, it's not matami boa. But if you're machmer on both sides, you're a fool. He doesn't know who to hold like. Aval bebeis machloka sheikilu elu bezu ein kan lo mishum rasha lo mishum sichlus. But it's two separate arguments, and you want to be machmer like both beishillel here and beishamai there, and they're not contradictory. Then you can be machmer like both of them if you want, or make the sphere lay bohak beishamai bohak beishillel. You can hold like this beishamai and like this beishillel. If you don't consider it enough to be not to be matame ba'oel, it's still considered a full spinal column, right? Then you have to hold like beishamai that it's not called a chisar, like beishil, it's not a chisar, and like beitreifa either. And if you hold like beishil, that it, one is considered not already a spinal column, and it's not matami ba'oel, then one's considered a trefa too. Chisar and hacha v'hacha. V'hachter Rabbi Akiva, novi sasr nadadi. The chashav le'shnia, the kochashav le'shlishis. Over here, the psakim of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are sosa. According to Beis Hillel, it's the second year. According to Beis Shammai, it's the third year. So you can't have it the second and the third year and be machmer like both of them. So Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva Gemara is stopping late. V'lo yoda I Beis Hillel be'echad b'shvat, I be'tu b'shvat. Right? He wasn't sure what he wanted a pasuk like Beis Hillel, because he wasn't sure what Beis Hillel said. There were two versions of the Mishnah. One said that Beis Hillel said echad b'shvat, and Beis Shammai said tu b'shvat. And one version said the opposite. He wasn't sure which version of the Mishnah was right. He knew he wanted a pasuk like Beis Hillel, but he wasn't sure which version of the Mishnah was right, and therefore he was machmer. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, lo minig Beis Shammai Beis Hillel nagba, ela minig Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Lezer nagba. Tzmur says, be'echad b'shvat ke Beis Shammai nagba. According to this, according to everybody, he held like Beis Shammai. Because the nafkamina between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer on the first day of Shvat will only be according to Beis Shammai. Because according to Beis Hillel, if you hold Beis Hillel holds tu b'shvat, right, it hasn't yet come into the third year, according to Chanukta or Lakita. It's only a nafkamina if you hold like Beis Shammai. He's talking where the Chanukta was before Tu B'Shvat of the last year. And the Esrogim stay on the tree for a long time. So the Shaila was, is the Chanukta Iker, and therefore it's last year's? Or the Lakita now, that what's it called, is after Tu B'Shvat of last year. The Chanukta was before Tu B'Shvat of last year, and the Lakita was after Tu B'Shvat of last year. It's the first of Shvat, but that's not the reason that it's a new year. It's a new year because it was after Tu B'Shvat of last year. Uvedinu afilu kodem l'chein. It could have happened in Kislev, since it was going after the Tu B'Shvat before. Right? It could have gathered it in Kislev, not in Shvat, and it would be the same Shaila. The Lakita was after Tu B'Shvat of last year, and the Chanukta was before Tu B'Shvat of last year. And everything is according to Beis Hillel. The Machlokas is Rav Gamliel Rav Lezer. It happened to be that he gathered it on the first day of Shvat, but that was irrelevant, because that was not the reason why there was a Shaila. The Shaila was because the Chanukta was before the Tu B'Shvat of the previous year. Ravino Omar Kroch V'Tani. Right, put it all together, and then you won't have a problem. Lo echad b'shvat ha'ayel b'tu b'shvat. It wasn't the first day of Shvat, it was Tu B'Shvat that this Maisa happened. The lo minig Beis Shammai Beis Hillel nagba, and it wasn't the Shaila Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, because it surely was after Tu B'Shvat, according to everybody, it was a new year. Ela minig Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Lezer nagba. The Shaila was Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Lezer, the Chanukta was before Tu B'Shvat, and the Lakita was after Tu B'Shvat. And that was the Shaila. Okay, Rashi. Gemara is topic, Lake of Beis Hillel, boy Lemevet. He wanted a pasuk like Beis Hillel, but he didn't know what Beis Hillel said. Kvei Shammai Nogba, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, the Omer Mishum, the Nogba, Minig Rabbi Gamliel, Isra, the Meister Oni, Kedin Shlishis, Imken Kvei Shammai Svorele, Nishad Shoshana Hayom, Dika Beis Hillel, Lekitos, Vachanatos, Vachana Chasi. According to the way that Rabbi Yossi is explaining it, then Rabbi Akiva held like Beis Shammai. Because the Shaila of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer, whether you go after Chanukta and Lakita, right, on Echad B'Shvat is only according to Beis Shammai. Tzmur says no. It's talking where it had Chanukta before the previous Tu B'Shvat, last year's Tu B'Shvat, the Idach Shvat, the Ishtokin, last year's. So Esrog Dar B'Lam Shtayim V'Shalosh Shanim, and Esrog stay on the tree 2-3 years. Uve Tu B'Shvat Ishtokin Nichnas Lashon Shlishis, V'Adayin Lo Yotz Shlishis. And what's it called? Now it's in the middle of that year. The Chanukta was from the year before. Now the Lakita is sometime in the year after Tu B'Shvat. That was the Shaila. Nimtzei Shechanta B'Shniyah V'Nokla B'Shlishis. It's Chanukta in the second year, and the Lakita now is the third year. And the Lakita would have been in the third year even if it was in Adar or Nisan or whatever, anything up to the next Tu B'Shvat. So it was irrelevant that it was the first day of Shvat, except that's happened, how it happened. Ubedinu deem lochta kovdim lechein, obe kislev, obe teves, nomi havi noigba beis yisurin. Shu minig Rav Gamliel Rav Lezer. Right? Had they gathered it before the first day of Shvat, it also would have been the same Shaila. Ela Maisa Shoya Becha Bishvat Oya. But the Maisa was that he did it on Necha Bishvat, not because that was a relevant consideration, just so that's what it happened. Kroch Vitani, Kfal Estivir Rabbi Yossi, Vishana Bashtei Machlokos. Right? Put it all together and say that it didn't happen on the first of Shvat, it happened on Tu Bishvat. And the Machlokos had nothing to do with Bishame Bishilo, it had to do with Ram Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer. That's what Rabbi Yossi said. Lo Echad Bishvat Hoya, Shein Bochid Shana. Right? It didn't happen on the first day of Shvat, because that wouldn't have made a difference, because we hold like Bishilo. Ela Tu Bishvat Hoya. To the Divrei HaKol Nishad Shoshana. Then according to everybody, it's a new year on the 15th. Both Bishame and Bishilo. Okay. Omar Rabba Barafunda. Hashta the Omar Ram Gamliel, Esrog Achraliki Taso, according to Ram Gamliel, that an Esrog is like a vegetable. And the Meiser is considered at the time that the harvest is done, not when the Chanata was, right? Isuro Rosh Hashanah Shalot Tishrei. So the Mela, the Rosh Hashanah of an Esrog is not like a tree. The Rosh Hashanah of an Esrog goes after Tishrei, not Tu B'Shvat Bechlal. Neisvei, Marsha can't be. Rav Shim ben Elazar Omer, Leket Esrog Erev Tu B'Shvat. Ad Shlo Tov HaShemesh, Rav Shim ben Elazar says, if you gather an Esrog, Erev Tu B'Shvat, before sunset, the Chazav Elikit Mishet Tov HaShemesh, and you took other Esrogim off the tree after sunset, so ain term remais from Israel Zel, if you say term remais from Moman Achodesh Fala Yashem, below Mina Yashem Lachodesh. You can't take Trumas and Maestros from one on the other. They're two different years. Hoysa Shlishis Nechneses L'Revias, Shlishis Maestro Rishon and Maestro Ani, Revias Maestro Rishon and Maestro Sheni. If they were two different years for Maestro, then you take off Maestro Sheni on the first one and Maestro Ani on the second one. Mar says, Man Shamis Lei, to Ozel Basel Lakita, Rav Shimon Elazar holds like Ram Gamliel that the thing that's significant is Lakita, not Chanota. It doesn't say an Esrog that was Chonet before Tu B'Shvat. It says one that you gathered before Tu B'Shvat and one that you gathered after Tu B'Shvat. Uktani Shvat, and it says Shvat, not Tishrei. So you see, even if you hold that a Yerek, that an Esrog is like a Yerek, Legabe, when you consider it Meiser of harvesting, still, the Rosh Hashanah is Shvat.